We thought it would probably never get here at one point, but lo and behold, here we are, and voting is underway on Election Day 2022.
And not the first time around the block for CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. So, Stephen, good morning. What are you looking for?
Well, at the CBS News election desk tonight, Wayne and Paul, we're going to be monitoring results from 35 Senate seats, 3 dozen governor's races, including in New York State, 435 House races all across the country, key statewide offices in certain places, such as Secretary of State, and several referenda on major policy matters, such as abortion and marijuana legislation. Last night here in Washington, the president said he believes his party will hold on to the Senate, but it could be tougher to hold the House. Now, if Democrats do lose the House, Republicans need a net gain of 5 seats. It would be in keeping with the historical trend for a first-term president's first midterm. The only president who recently broke that trend was George W. Bush in 2002. That year, his party gained seats. In 2010, under Barack Obama, Democrats that year lost 63 House seats, but they held the Senate. In 2018, under Donald Trump, Republicans lost 41 House seats, but held the Senate. The key thing that Democrats are saying, including at the White House yesterday, is that it could take several days for all of the ballots in close races to be tabulated, particularly in Pennsylvania. There is the potential for a recount in Arizona if the results are close. There's the potential for a runoff in Georgia if no candidate wins more than 50% of the vote today. So it may not be clear tonight or even at this time tomorrow which party has won control of Congress. The key thing is watching the counting of the votes. Disregard at this point everything you've heard about pre-election balloting, pre-election polling. That gives you a general sense of the sentiment in the country, but today is the only thing that matters, which is the balloting, the counting of the votes that have been cast. More than 40 million Americans have already weighed in, voting in person, early, or by mail. The rest of American voters will do so today, and we'll report the results to you tonight.
How many politicians have told reporters over the years the only thing that really matters is what the poll says on Election Day, and the path to Republican control, if it happens, it could run from New Jersey through the Hudson Valley to the New York suburbs on Long Island, and we'll be following every minute of it.
Yep, we'll go full ahead at 7 o'clock. Steve Scott here at the Anchor Desk on WCBS.